Last night we completed the 14th juz, and in the 14th juz we have Surah Al-Hijr, Surah Al-Nahl, and the Surah Al-Nahl, which is completed. So at the end of Surah Al-Nahl we have some verses which talk about the importance of da'wah and the correct methodology of giving da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil-hikmah wal-maw'idhati al-hasana." Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and a good speech. "Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan," and argue with people in a way that is the best way. So what does it mean when we say using hikmah? Hikmah can be interpreted in two ways. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever has been given al-hikmah, he has been given a great khayr. He has been given a great goodness. So al-hikmah can, number one, it means knowledge. So when we are giving da'wah, it should be with correct knowledge, and we should not portray something, or we should not relay something to other people about which we do not have the correct knowledge. We should not give people some hadith which we might have heard from unreliable sources, something which we're not sure it's authentic or not. For example, and particularly when it comes to religious things, you are taking on a burden. So it's not an easy task being a religious leader who is giving religious messages, because when you give that religious message, you are taking on the burden of whoever hears it and practices it. So if you tell people something incorrect and they practice that incorrect thing, you will be burdened with it on the Day of Judgment. So when we relay da'wah, when we are giving da'wah, we should make sure that the things that we are saying are with the correct knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a hadith, "Man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar." Whoever lies about me intentionally, then he should make his abode in the hellfire. Meaning that you say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this in a hadith, where it's not a hadith. It's either a fabrication, or you just heard it from somewhere and you think it's a hadith and you just tell other people it's a hadith. Or it's a hadith but you get the whole message wrong and you give it according to a different understanding. Or you misinterpret the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. That's why even the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, whenever they used to relay a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, at the end of the hadith, they used to say, "Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam." This is the hadith, or however the Prophet ﷺ may have said it, just in case I made a mistake, you know, this is what I remember, or whatever the Prophet ﷺ said, that is the authentic one, but this is how I remember it. So whenever we're giving knowledge through the work of da'wah, then that has to be the correct knowledge that we should portray. And the other interpretation of al-hikmah is the literal meaning of the word al-hikmah is wisdom. So we should always use wisdom when we are giving da'wah. We cannot use the same form of da'wah for different kind of people that are coming here. Okay, so if a person who is a Christian, he's coming here, he has to be given different messages and a different understanding so that he understands Islam. If a Hindu comes, he has to be given a different interpretation of Islam, not a different interpretation or a different message to make him understand the differences between his belief and the Islamic belief. If an atheist comes, he has to be given da'wah in a different way. If a child comes, he has to be taught a different way. If an adult comes, a different way. If an educated person comes, a different way. If an uneducated person comes, a different way. So this is known as al-hikmah, meaning using your talk according to the people that are in front of you and according to the people's understanding in front of you. This is what is al-hikmah, which is mentioned in this ayah, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil-hikmah wal-mu'idhati al-hasana." Now when you are giving da'wah in this way, with this correct knowledge and with the wisdom, then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna min al-bayani la-sihrun." There are some words and there's some speech that work like magic upon people. So when there's a person who is talking properly and he's giving the message properly, then that is the most effective thing. And this will affect the persons, people who are listening, to a better degree than a person who is not giving da'wah with al-hikmah. And after that, the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمَوْعِظَةُ الْحَسَنَةُ. You have to do it in a good way, in a polite way. We should never be rude in our da'wah. We should never be forceful in our da'wah. We should always do it in a way that we are not being obtrusive, or we are not basically being forceful in our da'wah, basically forcing da'wah down people's throats. This is something that we have to understand, that the responsibility of giving the message is ours, but getting the hidayat and getting the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not have that in his hands. The Prophet also, in places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, in alayka illa al-balagh, your responsibility is just giving the message. The guidance was in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could not even guide his beloved uncle who helped him through thick and thin, Abu Talib. He died without iman, to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide whom you want, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom He wants. So guiding people is not in our hands. Our responsibility is giving the message in a beautiful way, in a good way, so that the person in front of us knows what Islam is about, and then that person on his own, he will understand what the message is. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written guidance for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him, then inshallah he will be guided. And then after that, Allah says, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. When there is a chance to get into an argument, then argue with the person in a very polite way also. It should not be done, again, in a way that you disgrace the person or throw the person out of the masjid. That is also the wrong way to deal with a person who is arguing with you. In many instances, you will find that if you leave on good terms and you keep a relationship with that person, that relationship is the avenue for giving more messages and giving the person da'wah. But if you break up the relationship based upon an argument, you are cutting off all ties with that person, and you will not get an opportunity to give da'wah to that person again. So even if it comes to an argument, it should be done in such a way that the person's feelings are not hurt and he maintains a connection and a relationship with you, whether that person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. In many cases, we find that a person, for example, he's doing something haram or wrong, and we come down upon him like a ton of bricks, that you are doing something haram and you will go to the hellfire and everything, and that results in the person being pushed away further from you. Whereas the best way to deal with it is to slowly and with wisdom give that person da'wah and remind the person, so that relationship between you and him is not broken, and you continue that avenue of dialogue, so that one day when you do advise him, continue to advise him in a slow and a steady way, he might be affected by that. So this is the gist of this ayah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the last page of the 14th juz, Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana wajadihum billatihi ahsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.